You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Despite not finishing high school, Banjalunga Milaroy artist Lou Bloomer just graduated from RMIT University. Earlier this year, Lou Bloomer won a competition to have her artwork featured as RMIT's Indigenous Branding Design, which features prominent digital channels, including email banners, document templates, and digital screens. I'm just catching up with Lou Bloomer in the sidelines of her graduation ceremony to share her story and her extraordinary journey. Lou, first of all, congratulations on your graduation.
Thank you. Thank you. It hasn't quite hit me yet. I'm still in a bit of a nervous, excited stage.
A special day. Graduation is a very special day for any student, but for someone like you, it must feel even more special because your journey is not the journey of your typical student undertaking university studies.
I left high school when I was 17. I had done my year 10. I had, gotten a job and I didn't want to do high school anymore. It wasn't my thing. So I went and did work and then I kind of was just like, oh, I kind of want to study again. So I went and I studied snow sports instruction. And I was a ski instructor for a little bit. And then later down the line, I studied screen and media for acting. And then later, further down the line, then I was working again and I was just so stressed. And I got three grey hairs while I was doing a job for a property marketing job. And I just realised that I was too young to be that stressed. And so I thought, why not go and study? Let's go to uni. And so I wanted to do either paleontology or fashion design because they're both things that I've always had a big interest for. And then I applied for both and I heard back from RMIT that I could study at RMIT. And then Ngarra Willem, which is the Indigenous department at RMIT, they actually called me. They reached out to me and said, we have a pathway, that you could do to get to the bachelor that you want. So Ngarra Willem helped me through that and I did a Certificate 4 in textile, and then I did 2 years in associate degree in fashion design and technology, and then my final year doing the bachelor in fashion design technology. Now finally graduated.
Yeah, it's quite a journey, and you've done so many things, a ski instructor, working in marketing. It just gives you a lot of experience as well. So it equips you to actually do many more things in your life. And finally, you chose something that you love and you've just graduated in it.
Yeah, it wasn't something that I expected I would study or the career path that I would go down, but then it turns out everyone from my life back home weren't very shocked when I told them that I was studying fashion. They were like, oh yeah, finally.
And you made it. And you made it with flying colors because I heard that some of your creations were actually selected by the university. They feature on their letterheads and so many other places. So it means that it's not only something that you love, it's you're also a creative mind.
Yeah. So, which was really a really awesome opportunity to be able to, pathway to go down as well. There was competitions for digital branding, Indigenous digital branding for RMIT, and I didn't expect much to come from it, and so I put in a digital artwork and won it, and I was just, I was a little bit shocked. I didn't expect that to happen, and then the second year for 2021, they had the competition again, And I was just like, oh, yeah, you know, why not? You got to be in it to win it. So I put in a design for that one as well and then won that one too, which is just absolutely, like, shocking. I'm really surprised.
Your art wasn't selected just for the sake of the artistic appeal. It's also about the story that you tell in that art, inspired by your ancestry and the colonial history. And, yeah, it's just more than just art. You also...
Yeah. Well, my first design was one called Tree. And this was quite a bright and colourful. I made that one to, I guess, recognise our many different skin colours of our Indigenous people, because we come in so many different colours, and just kind of bringing light to, you know, the internal politics, but then also, I guess, you know, the external view of what people think Indigenous people look like.
Yeah.
You know, when I tell people that I'm Indigenous, they're often shocked. Oh, what percent? Or, are you sure? Or, you don't look Aboriginal. Which, you know, can be quite confronting. But then at the same time, when you've kind of grown up with that, I guess, what is it, systemic racism, you don't tend to recognise it until you enter a space where that's not okay anymore, and people, I guess, inform you that that's actually racism. And it's hard because it's part of our job to educate people and just kind of spread that information, that awareness. So that's what I wanted to do with my first design, was, I guess, in the university platform and for all of our national students, but also our international students, just to let them know that not every Aboriginal is, you know, as black as night sort of thing. That we all come in different shades and colours, and just like Australia, we are a mixed bag of many cultures and colours. And my first design was put out in the year that, you know, COVID hit. And we had the whole lockdown and everyone was quite upset. And then my second design for the second year, I wanted something that would bring optimism and positivity and, I don't know, give that vibe of a better future. Yeah, so hopefully that was able to be seen in the design. But yeah.
You must definitely have been influenced by some other artists. Who are these artistic role models of yours?
There's so many. Oh, definitely Ken Doan. My mum, I don't know, I've been really lucky. My mum has, you know, really always been quite proud of creativity, and so, you know, when those exhibitions will come through the gallery, and Ken Doan was came through the gallery at one stage, the local gallery, and I liked his stuff, you know, being so bright. And then in my Grafton, where I grew up, there's a designer called Bronwyn Bancroft, and she was the first Indigenous person to exhibit her fashion and designs internationally. That was really, really cool. And just, I guess, just growing up, not even with art, but with musicians, you know, like the McClymonts, Troy Cassidaly, like so many big name people come from the town I was born in. So it's always been kind of something that the stars aren't that far away. Like, you can always reach the stars. If you want to get there, you can get there. And I think then having, you know, my family being the sort of people that, you know, if you work hard, you can make it happen. And with my mum is a great inspiration because she's always been very creative. I remember even in high school with her saying, like, you know, you don't have to finish high school to go to university. And she was, like, the only person saying that I mean, you know, as we do with our parents, I, you know, was just like, oh, well, mum knows best. and, you know, and then it proved to be true. And, yeah, I got to go to RMIT. So I probably would say overall, definitely my mum. I received a message just from her just a few moments ago, because she wasn't able to come to graduation. She just was saying how proud of me she was. I don't know, I feel like a bit like an adult now for the first time in my life. I feel like maybe I've met that mark that, you know, because most of us tend to grow up trying to please our parents or fight for our parents' approval sort of thing. And I feel like maybe I've got that. you know, and for me personally, that's a success in itself.
She must be a proud mom listening to you now. And now, where to from now? You've just graduated. You've got skills in so many areas. You're going to still do fashion, because it looks like you're capable of just doing anything now. Where to from now?
I guess with all of the experience and changing pathways so far in my life, I guess I'm quite open to wherever life kind of takes me, wherever the wind blows. I would like to be doing textile design and making prints for clothing, you know, in surf streetwear and making designs for that. But I don't know, I'm quite open to whatever life throws in my direction. No strict plans at all.
And before I let you go, because you've got to go join the others and celebrate and party after such a big achievement, what would be your message and, your final word to the mob?
Actually, no, I've got two. The first one is, there's always a way. So no matter what there is in life, whether it's like a journey, a career journey, a life journey, a mental journey, even with like depression, like I suffer from suicidal depression, but I'm on a high amount of medication, and that's what gets me through. So there's always a way, you know. Anything you want to do and get done in life, there's always a way to do it. And everyone might say, oh, no, that's not possible, or no, that hasn't been done before, but you might be the one making the change, you know. You might find a new way to do something, but, yeah, there's always a way. And then the second one is this awesome saying, and it came out of an American movie at some point, and I can never find the, you know, who made the quote. And that was, there's nothing more dangerous than an educated black man. But then, obviously, we need to put in there, or woman. because, yeah, education is the key to everything. You know, whatever you want to do in life, whatever change you want to make, you need to find the information, get the education, and make those changes, because if you're not doing it, then who's doing it? Might as well be you.
Well said. Lou Bloomer, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us today. And just keep partying. You deserve it.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much for this opportunity as well, and being able to, you know, share my story with everyone.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.